Hanneke, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Could you just briefly describe the model for our listeners?
Well, the concept of intergenerational care is not new, and around the world, several models are being used. And through a literature review that we did, we isolated about five or six models of intergenerational care. Most of those were actually visiting models where children visited a residential care facility. So with that information, what we did was a Delphi technique, asking experts in the field from both aged care and child care to give us their preferences, and we came up with two models that we think are suitable for the Australian context. So the first model is also a visiting model, where we would have elderly people visit a childcare centre or vice versa, or for a specific purpose, older people and children come together in one space. So it is really the bringing together for a specific purpose. The second model, which is a very exciting idea, is a dual campus model. And with a dual campus model, what we envisage is purpose-built combination of a childcare centre and an elder respite that would be built side by side with a communal space in the middle where people spend time together for specific purposes. So those are the two models that we are planning on trialling.
Now, your research has just received some federal funding, I believe. So what is it going to focus on? Is it going to focus on sort of one of these models in particular? Or are you going to be looking at both, or what will it be focusing on?
Yes, we will be trialling both models. What we will be focusing on specifically is a community-based model, so rather than focusing on residential care facilities, and also in developing a formalised program. So that makes our research quite different from the research into intergenerational care that's already out there. We already know quite a lot about psychological and behavioural effects of intergenerational care, and a lot of research has been done here and overseas. So what we are focusing on are really three main things. The first one is the socioeconomic effects of the implementation of intergenerational care model, and that is really about what kind of measurements we should have and what kind of costs and benefit and measures that we could implement. The second of those main themes is around education. And we know a lot about pedagogy, of course, and getting children ready for school, but we don't really know much about how older people learn, especially when some of the older people may have a level of cognitive decline. So we are really looking at the educational side and the benefits for both groups there. The third main theme is around workforce. So we've got childcare workers and we've got aged care workers, and we actually believe it's really exciting to develop a new career as like the intergenerational care worker. And so those are the three main themes that we are focusing on when trialling this community-based formalised program.
Great. Now, just in your answer there, you kind of mentioned how there was the elderly and the sort of the younger and the difference there. So they do have very different care needs. How would such a model address both of these equally?
There are definitely challenges to overcome, and that's what makes the research so exciting. So even though I agree with you that while some of the care needs may differ, there are also a lot of commonalities and proven benefits already. So the challenges to overcome are things like what I mentioned, an age-appropriate pedagogy and the learning activities that needs to be supported by for both old and younger people, and they need to be developed. There's also not really a model of care that combines health and education, and that might have some funding implications. So we're looking at the feasibility, which is actually the focus of the research at the moment. The third one, challenges are about having suitable indicators. So developing the measures, what kind of measures should we use? Quality of life might be suitable, well-being might be suitable, and so on. And we don't know that yet, so we need to look into that much further. And then, of course, how are we going to capture the information in terms of whether we are able to do it more longitudinally over time, and then how much time would we do it over. So, yes, there's definitely quite a few challenges to overcome.
And what sort of impact would an intergenerational model have on Australian society in terms of economic benefits?
Yes, the economic and the socioeconomic benefits, we think, are quite impactful. So for example, the cost benefits. If you had a dual campus model, you could have a facility with one kitchen serving both the childcare and the elder care part. You could also have one administration. So you would have cost benefits in terms of operations there. The socioeconomic benefits are also in terms of the testing measurement tools that we would have developed for the elderly. So as we know in childcare, the children are being constantly monitored and evaluated, but we don't actually do that with older people to be ahead of the things that we might be able to delay in terms of their progression. We also like to develop or at least adjust existing measurement tools such as quality of life and well-being tools, because ultimately it would be great if our intergenerational care program would help with the delay of entry into residential care facilities. Then there's of course the benefit of preserving social capital. You know that we learn a lot from each other, and the littlies can learn a lot from the older people, and that way we can preserve some of their social capital. Also, it's already proven in the psychological literature that the maintaining of cognitive skills is aided by mixing and socializing with younger people. So we would help in that respect as well. And for the littlies, well, school readiness is, of course, one of the reasons children are in childcare. So it will help with the school readiness. But another interesting facet is that we've discovered that there's quite a bit of research done on the reduction of delinquency when young people mix with older people. And there is some research out to suggest that it reduces delinquency. So I think there are a lot of benefits for Australian society in doing the work that we are doing in this area.
Indeed, it will definitely be interesting to see where your research takes you. Thank you so much, Annika, for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Terrific. Thank you.